It's Friday, February 21st, 2025, and you are listening to the Rivian Clubs of America podcast. Yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is Zach Winnick, and you are listening to the Rivian Clubs of America podcast. This is episode number 4. How about that new theme song? Y'all like that? I like that one. This new one's pretty awesome. So that song is called Stay Adventurous. The previous song is called Untamed Road. Drop me a line. Let me know which one you like better. You can reply to this post on our website, podcast.rivianclubs.org. Reply to @RivianClubs on X, or you can just shoot me a message on X as well, @ZachWinnick. Let me know which one you like. I might run a poll. Who knows? We'll see. We'll get crazy. But yeah, so that was Stay Adventurous. That's a new trial theme song that we're trying out for the show. Still have Untamed Road queued up in case anybody likes that better than this one. Who knows? We'll see. Anyway, like I said, this is the 4th episode of the Rivian Clubs of America podcast. Technically, it's the 6th, but this is the 4th numbered one. Not going to count the 2 special ones that we did after the San Francisco space and the one that I did on Wednesday of this week. That's the 19th after the announcement of the new limited edition California Dune R1s. Still have not put in my reservation for one of those. I'm still debating on whether or not I really want one. If you did not get a chance to check out that episode, feel free to listen to it after this one. Talk for about 10 minutes or so and kind of go over all the new specs and what comes included with the limited edition, as well as give you some of my thoughts. And the more I live with looking at it, the better I feel about it and the more I want one. I've been looking at getting a Gen 2 anyway, so with pretty much all of that stuff anyway, and I kind of like the color. I haven't seen it in person yet. I do need to make it down to the San Francisco space. It's about an hour and 15 minute drive for me from where I'm at, so it's a little bit of a journey, hour and 15 minutes down, hour and 15 minutes back, and that's on a good day if there's like minimal traffic. For those of you that live in the Bay Area, you know what I'm talking about. Going over the Bay Bridge, man, any time of day is absolutely terrible coming from the North Bay. It's awful. It's at least 20 minutes just to get through the toll plaza. Let's just go that route. After driving 45 minutes to 50 minutes to get to the bridge from where I'm at and coming back, forget about it. Anyway, yesterday was the Q4 earnings call for Rivian as well. And there's a lot of news that we're going to cover in this episode. I was going to do another special episode, but I'm like, everybody else is already covering it. If you're on X, Chris Hilbert did a fantastic job with the coverage. So did Isaiah over at Rivian Updates, Jose at Rivian Tracker. All three of those guys did a stellar job doing the live stream, tweeting during it. I think Isaiah was even doing like a live stream on YouTube during the call, which was awesome. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was busy doing a couple of other things RCA related during the call. So I kind of had it on in the background. Listened to the statements from both RJ and Claire. Very interesting. And it's really funny to hear the difference in the way that both of them speak. Like RJ is very natural, very flowing. He was probably reading something. But once Claire got on, you can definitely tell that she was reading a statement. So it was just kind of interesting how like the difference between the two of them and their presentation styles. You can tell that RJ is very adept at public speaking, where Claire isn't totally adept at doing it. So it was just kind of fun to listen to that. Like I said, tons of news. I didn't get a chance to listen to the Q&A. Although I did listen to the beginning of the first guy that jumped on there, and he was asking some really good questions. Like, well, his 2 questions, although it seemed like 20, but I didn't get a chance to listen to the rest of it. I will probably do that this weekend. So Well, let's, you know what, while we're talking about it, let's just jump into it right now. So some of the key points from the investor call yesterday, as well as the Q4 earnings report, we'll go over the key highlights and then I'll talk about some of the details of it. So the big one that was on everybody's mind and that kind of defines a lot of discussions with people in the EV space, especially those that are... Let's call it rooting for other EV companies. Rivian achieved a Q4 gross profit of $170 million. It's the first time they've ever grossed a profit, I believe, in since coming public. So that's amazing. They actually made $170 million in just in Q4 alone. So that's amazing news. They're also calling out, obviously, the joint venture with Volkswagen. And in that same box in the stakeholder or shareholder letter, they're also lumping that in with the loan from the Department of Energy. So in total, it's about $10 billion of incremental capital, which they are using to expand the factory in Normal, as well as using that for the funding for the new factory in Georgia as well. So that's awesome. They called out the 2025 R1S as the only large SUV to be named a top safety pick plus by the IIHS, which is unbelievable. Tesla tried to do that with the Cybertruck and people started tearing it apart because it wasn't exactly true what they were saying, like the 5-star safety rating from the National Highway Transportation Safety Association. So that was kind of fun. They called out over 1 billion Amazon packages delivered by EDVs. So as you know, Amazon, I think as of right now, has about 10,000 Rivian delivery vans in their fleet, and that's going to grow more, obviously. And so over 1 billion packages, billion packages delivered by EDVs last year. So that's insane. Well, I'm guessing that's total. It's funny that they put this in a quarterly letter, but it was for total. And then also, Rivian has earned the highest owner satisfaction score by a leading consumer publication for the second year, with 86% of owners saying that they would buy it again or buy a Rivian again. And that comes from Consumer Reports. So that's pretty awesome as well. And so let's dive in a little bit to some of the details while I've got you. So talking about the drive towards profitability, as they call it. So Rivian achieved $170 million positive gross profit in the fourth quarter of 2024 with a $110 million from the automotive segment and $60 million, that's $60 million from the software and services segment. So that's pretty amazing. That means software and services cover Connect Plus, all of the RAN charging, all of that. So that's what's basically covered under the $60 million. The software and services segment level gross margin was 28%. So that's, you know, they're making an additional 28% on top of, you know, the sunk costs into all of that, which is insane. And I didn't specifically call this news out, but us Rivian owners are definitely feeling it. If you've used a RAN charger at all in the past couple of weeks, you might have noticed that the charging fees have gone up slightly, in some places doubled. I believe, at least in California, we're feeling it. There's a couple of them, the one in Barstow, and I believe somebody called out the one in Buttonwillow, both being over 60 cents a kilowatt hour. Like, good God, man. Glad I got that free RAN charging with my referral credits. let's see. Rivian has also optimized operational efficiency. Fourth quarter operating expenses declined by 15% year over year, while the sales and service infrastructure expanded. And they have also removed $31,000 of automotive cost of revenue per vehicle delivered compared to the fourth quarter of 2023. So that means that between the Gen 1 and the Gen 2 models, every car that rolls off the line, they are saving $31,000 over the previous model. Like, that's insane. That just tells you about that zonal architecture and the reduction in parts. And that's crazy. Plus, I'm also assuming that the renegotiation of the cost of those parts when they redid all their vendor stuff definitely helped out with that as well. They call out extending the technology leadership, and that's where they talk about the joint venture between Rivian and Volkswagen. Deal is $5.8 billion, including $3.5 billion of proceeds expected to be received over the next several years. Enhancing Connect Plus, which also launched during the third quarter of 2024, and add a new feature such as Google Cast, YouTube, and Sirius XM. And they didn't specifically call out a number, which I thought was very interesting. They say the majority of our customers are continuing to subscribe to Connect Plus after the end of their 60-day free trial period. I'd be really curious to see what the actual number on that is, the conversion number between that. And I'd also like to see the conversion, because I believe it's coming up now, the free trials for Sirius XM as well. So that's kind of interesting. Some really interesting numbers as well in the focus on demand generation and enhancing the customer experience. So in the fourth quarter of 2024 alone, there were over 27,000 demo drives, and there are now 71 service centers, over 600 mobile service vehicles. So that's the Rivian RCVs, the commercial vans, and 22 experiential spaces. And this is my favorite part of this. And there are 666 Rivian Adventure Network chargers. So, also, I apologize if you hear the sirens in the background. I do have my window open. It is absolutely beautiful here today. It's 65 degrees outside, perfectly clear, slight breeze. And as I've said in previous shows, I do live off of kind of like the main street here in Napa. So there's a lot of noise. I apologize. getting back to this, obviously this past quarter, the RAN network has now been open to non-Rivian customers, and they don't have any numbers on that, but they do also say that charger uptime in the fourth quarter was 98%. So that's pretty good. I don't believe I have ever experienced a brand charger that has been down. There have been some where I've had connectivity issues with them. Nothing a little phone call to RAN support couldn't fix by them rebooting it or just unplugging it and plugging it back in. So that's pretty awesome. And then, as I mentioned before, the very last box from the key highlights, 86% of current Rivian owners say that they would buy another Rivian. And then obviously they call out the R1T being named Edmunds' top rated truck in 2025, although that's kind of misleading because I believe Edmunds said top EV truck. And then lastly, they call out both the R1T and the R1S receiving the top safety pick plus from the IIHS, and specifically the R1S as being the only large SUV to achieve that designation. Some other fun numbers under production and deliveries. In the fourth quarter of 2024, there were Rivian produced 12,727 vehicles, consumer vehicles. We're not talking about RDVs or anything like that. So 12,727 and delivered 14,183. Over the course of all of 2024, 49,476 vehicles were produced and 51,579 were delivered. I know mine was one of them, so I'm very happy to have been a part of that number. And let's see. As previously stated, the fourth quarter of 2024 was impacted by a shortage of a shared component within our Enduro motor system. We do not expect the component shortage to impact operations in 2025. So thank God they cleared up that supply chain issue. I do know that I've seen some job postings on LinkedIn as well as the Rivian career site for supply chain positions. So I know that they're expanding that team to definitely make sure that issue does not happen again. let's see what else. We produced more trimotor R1 vehicles and commercial vans as a mitigating factor to the supply constraints. Despite typical seasonality, we delivered additional EDVs to Amazon during the fourth quarter of 2024. As a result of the increased deliveries to Amazon in the fourth quarter, we expect to deliver a lower volume of EDVs in 2025 as compared to 2024. So that definitely makes sense. There is a little blurb about software with enhancements to Kinect Plus, including Google Cast, YouTube, and Sirius XM. They do call out the new Rivian customers have a 60-day free trial to Kinect Plus to enjoy Google Cast, YouTube, GearGuard, LiveCam, and native access to their favorite music streaming apps. Not all of them, but we're not going to get into that. We continue to see a positive customer reaction to this offering, with the majority of our customers choosing to subscribe to Kinect Plus after the end of their 60-day free trial. Well, it's because everybody wants live GearGuard cam and then access to all the apps. They do have an entire section on the Rivian autonomy platform. The only thing that I found interesting in here is the fact that they will be providing all second generation R1 owners will receive a free, here we go. By the end of 2025, we plan to expand the availability of our second generation R1 capability to cover the vast majority of miles driven with a mixture of urban and highway driving. Our autonomy platform is focused not just on enhancing safety, but truly giving people their time and energy back when driving. So take that as you will. I did see some news posted that it could be coming in the next few weeks. So we're looking at first half of 2025 instead of second half of 2025. So that's pretty cool. Some interesting news about the R2 as well. Apparently, R2 will have a new experience management module, or XMM. And this is what was fascinating to me. So the Gen 1 R1s have the XMM1, and the Gen 2s obviously have the XMM2, which consolidates three ECUs to one. It has 3.3 times neural processing over the Gen 1 and 4K image processing. With the XMM3, which is coming to R2 and R3 and presumably Gen 3 vehicles, the next gen infotainment chip is a 4-to-1 chip consolidation. It is memory and power consolidation, and it has 2.4 times the AI capability over the XMM2. And if you look at the pictures that they put in the shareholder letter, which will be linked in the show notes as well, it's literally the module is half the size. So the XMM3 is literally half the size of the XMM2. Like, that's insane. And it has 2.4 times the AI capability, and it's consolidated 4-to-1 from the previous generation. Like, that's nuts. Looking at it from a hardware perspective and the way that software and everything works, that is absolutely insane. Can you imagine? Oh man, it's going to be crazy. Crazy. All right. And then let's see, they talk about service a little bit, and they talk about nothing crazy until we get to the third paragraph of this section. And it says, we continue to expand our service network in preparation for the launch of R2. We plan to open an additional 30 new service locations in 2025, incremental to the 71 service centers in operation. In addition, our fleet of over 600 mobile service vans allow our technicians, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure they're expanding that as they're expanding the EDV lines. Within our service centers, we will continue to iterate Rivian, develop tooling, service center design, and operational flows to scale with R2 alongside our current products. And that's basically it. And then they talk about commercial vans. And then there's a section on, here we go. Amazon now has over 20,000 EDVs on the road. So 1 billion Amazon packages delivered by 20,000 RDVs. So I can't do math very well, but if we do 1 billion, that's 1 million. That's 1 billion divided by 20,000. That's 50,000 packages per van since they rolled out. Like, that's insane. That's a lot of packages. That is a lot of packages. I could have done that math in my head. Now I feel dumb. Let's see. Our Rivian commercial van business continues to expand. Since launching our Amazon fleet, we have received interest from a variety of trades and delivery services, which are now able to start the purchase process through our website. We believe an all-electric fleet based on differentiated Rivian technology provides the capabilities and features to maximize uptime and lower costs for a wide range of industries. So that goes along with the news that we reported in the last full episode where fleets and commercial customers are now able to purchase either the EDV 700 or 900, and they start at $79,900. So there you go. There's a section called improving profitability. First sentence right out of the box says we generated $170 million of gross profit in the fourth quarter of 2024, a $776 million improvement as compared to the fourth quarter of 2023. Which is nuts. The key drivers of this improvement, variable costs. The launch of our second generation R1 allowed us to benefit from reduced material costs from engineering design changes, commercial supplier negotiations, and lower raw material costs. Revenue, we saw a significant increase in revenue from the sale of regulatory credits, as well as revenue recognized from the sale of software and services. Additionally, the introduction of our Trimotor R1 variant led to an increase in average R1 vehicle selling prices, which was offset by a higher mix of commercial vans in the fourth quarter, and then fixed and semi-fixed costs. The improvement in our vehicle profitability also led towards a reduction in our ending inventory, lower of cost or net realizable value, and liabilities for losses on firm purchase commitments. So 2025 outlook. Over the course of the fiscal year 2025, we remain focused on our key value drivers: drive towards profitability, optimize operational efficiency, technology leadership, and demand generation and enhancing the customer experience. So pretty, pretty cool. Let's see. I'm just going to comb through the financial highlights really quick and see what we can dig out of this. Okay. Yeah, nothing crazy here. Like I said, I'm going to stop reading the whole thing because I was going to give like a little overview, and then I ended up just reading it. So totally cool. So if you want to read it yourself, I will link the entire thing in the show notes, or you can go to rivian.com/investors. So that's pretty awesome. Here's another really cool thing that Rivian did this past week. They have now opened a pre-owned R1 shop nationwide. However, they will not deliver the vehicle. So it is only available, or the vehicle is only located in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Nevada, Oregon, Tennessee, Utah, or Virginia. If not, you have to, when you're looking up for a pre-owned Rivian, you need to enter in your zip code or the zip code for one of those areas where there's a space, I should say, sorry, or a service center, and see what's available there. You can also use friend of the Rivian Sphere, Rivian Roamer, and you should be able to find it through there as well, rivianroamer.com. So check that out. But yeah, so that's pretty cool that the R1 shop is now open to everybody for pre-owned. And you just have to make sure to poke around and game the system a little bit. Now, of course, when you go to pick it up, like I said, it cannot be delivered. So either you have to fly there or get somebody to pick it up for you. Well, actually, they won't even let you do that. I can't even say that. So you do have to figure out a way to get to wherever it is. So if I was looking for a pre-owned one, I'd probably go to either Oregon or Utah, and because it's an easy drive. So there you go. Pretty cool. Rivian is also partnered. Speaking of the commercial vans, like we just were a few minutes ago, Rivian has actually partnered with EV Sportline. Actually, looks like they've partnered with a few different companies. Bush Specialty Vehicles, say that three times fast. EV Sportline, Holman, Legend, Ranger Design, and Sortimo of North America to do uplifting for all of the RCVs. So that's pretty awesome. So uplifting is basically customizing a vehicle to kind of suit a job. So like when Rivian sells Amazon and EDV, Amazon gets it and puts all of their stuff in it. So it's all the shelving, it's all the flooring, it's the fabric on the doors and all of that. So that's what these companies are going to be able to do. You'll be able to buy your RCV, take it to one of these companies, and then they can uplift it for you and customize it to your needs. So that's pretty awesome that they were actually, and it kind of leads into something else. So it's really cool that Rivian is starting to open up to third parties as well. So we got the uplifting program. I just saw a post on X as well where they received an email saying that they needed to have their 12 volt battery replaced under the 12 volt battery recall that's been going on. And it does say that they can either schedule service at a service center or a third party authorized service provider. So that was a quiet little update. I asked them, like, can you find out a little bit about the authorized service provider thing? Because I think that's new. And so he said he would do that. So on the next podcast, we'll talk about that a little bit. So if Rivian is starting to open up service to third-party providers, could be kind of cool and kind of help alleviate the service center issues. Or if you don't live near a service center, like if the closest one's like 3 hours away, but you have an authorized service provider an hour away, that's definitely a much better trip. But yeah, that basically does it for all of the Rivian news for this week. Like I said, the big news was obviously yesterday's earning call, and then Wednesday with the new limited edition California Dune R1s. So that's pretty awesome. The next couple of weeks are going to be kind of quiet, hopefully. I am working on a special project, that I'll be able to talk about in a couple of weeks. So that should be pretty fun. It'll be a lot of people are going to be interested in this. Also, I'm planning on doing a Optima Unplugged / King of the Hammers recap, and we might do that as a live stream. So if you're interested in a live stream, let me know. I have a couple of ideas that we're going to do with that, and it should be really fun. There is a Rivian event this weekend. So tomorrow, actually the 22nd of February, from 2 PM to 5 PM Eastern. It is Rivian and the Georgia Conservancy. They're calling it the Rivian Georgia Conservancy Oyster Roast. So the, info says, we're proud to be partnering with Georgia Conservancy for their annual oyster roast in Savannah, Georgia. Join us for local oysters and clams from Sapelo Sea Farms, live music, Georgia brewed beer, and demo drive our latest models. RSVP to let us know you're interested in driving or exploring a vehicle. And then has the address. It's at Grove Point, 2298 Grove Point Road in Savannah, Georgia. And there's a form that you can fill out if you're interested in the test drive or just to kind of RSVP. I'll have a link in the show notes for that. So if you wanted to go check that out, that's available to you if you're in the Savannah, Georgia area, February 22nd, tomorrow, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So that looks like it's going to do it for today. Oh man, we're already at 30 minutes. Wow. Where did the time go? So thank you all for listening. If you would like to interact, or if you have any comments or questions about anything Rivian related, or about the podcast, or about anything that we talked about, feel free to email social@rivianclubs.org. That comes right to me. You can also find us at Rivian Clubs on X, at Rivian Clubs of America on Instagram, at rivianclubs.org on Blue Sky. You can find the podcast, obviously, at podcast.rivianclubs.org or in your podcast player of choice. And of course, you can always find me on any social media platform at Zach Winnick. On Blue Sky, I'm at zachwinnick.com. So that's going to wrap it up for today. If you're interested in becoming a Rivian Clubs of America member, definitely check out rivianclubs.org. We have memberships starting at $60 a year, and you get awesome discounts, and you also get to become part of a great community. We're launching a bunch of new things in the next couple of weeks that are really going to expand the community and bring us all together. Even, you know, we have 28 chapters all over the country, including the Dominican Republic. And we actually have two more that are going to be coming online soon, hopefully in the next month or so. So we're going to have 30 clubs across the entire country. And it's just a really exciting time to be an RCA member. So definitely rivingclubs.org. If you're not already a member, go ahead and sign up. Like I said, membership starting at $60 a year. Anyway, so like I said, thank you all for listening, and I will catch you all in the next episode. And just remember to always stay adventurous.